Breakfast with Now. Stream the Merseyside Derby on Super Sunday with a Now Sports membership.
I have some shocking news. I have some shocking news to tell you later on concerning me, my family, and Manchester United.
Oh,
all right. I swear to God, this is the worst. This is as bad as it gets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Do you want a cup of tea?
I'm
on tea duty this morning. I'll be back to you in a minute. Okay. So I'll tell you about that later.
What about
on.
My cup of tea?
Your cup of tea is coming. Your cup of tea is a guarantee. A guarantee tea.
All right, that's all right then.
Jesus, I'd hardly make tea for Rory and not for you.
Better be biscuits, so we've got serious problems.
I think I have a couple of cheeky Kit Kats out in the drawer there. Leave it with me.
Oh, I'd have a cheeky Kit Kat.
I'd tear into it. It's the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd go for a G&T straight into it. Start as you mean to go on, Vic.
Absolutely.
Coming up later on, it is Friday, so we're going to do Prank Friday on the show. As I mentioned, it involves my mum this morning.
Oh, brilliant.
at Christmas time, my wife bought my mum this present. It was a little joke present, okay. along with loads of other bits and pieces. But it's a huge black hairbrush.
Okay.
All right, she posted it up to her. My mum opens it up and she goes,
what's that about now?
It's a hairbrush. And she was looking at it, like, very peculiar. What? I have loads of hairbrushes. Why would she send me a hairbrush?
Yeah, it's a bit random.
So Rachel sends her a WhatsApp saying, examine it a little bit closer. It's a special hairbrush. It does special things. And she noticed at the top of the hairbrush, there was a little nozzle. You twist it and turn it. This is a hairbrush you can fill up with liquid.
Okay.
It was designed for going into music festivals for people who wanted to bring their own kind of... sneak in their own brew.
That's actually a great idea.
It's genius.
That's a brilliant idea.
And I would never get away with bringing a hairbrush because of the lack of hair. I would never get away with bringing one of these in a bag. But for women, for ladies and lads with long hair, you have one of these.
Hairbrush hip flask.
So it was designed for music festivals for people to top up with their favourite tipple.
Yes.
And you could fit
it. It's in the hairbrush.
Huge amount.
Oh, that's genius.
You could fit a huge amount in it. Anyway, she sends us this great laugh, blah, blah, blah. We're at a wedding 2 weeks ago.
She pulls out the hairbrush.
This is a serious fancy down hotel. My mother is such a mental case. She rang the hotel the week beforehand to question how much the drinks were.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right. And, for this place, I think for a G&T was nearly 14 quid. Like,
oh,
it's a whole five, nearly six star hotel up the west.
Okay.
And it was a cousin's wedding.
Okay.
So we're all sitting at our table, and I look across the table, and your one breaks out the hairbrush anyway. She's pouring.
She's not.
And I'm like, Mom, what are you? You can't.
So she's pouring from the hairbrush into the glass.
She's
on the
glass
table.
In between her legs.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She's topping up with her special Smirnoff.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, ma'am, you're going to get kicked out of the hotel. You can't do that. She's like, stop it. Now, she's also 67 and a small bit nuts, which is brilliant.
She won't be told.
She doesn't care. So Prank Friday today involves me ringing from the hotel.
Oh, brilliant.
To say, we have you on CCTV.
Oh, you're pouring your own drinks.
And we want our money back.
Considering the price per shot, if we were charging per shot, plus we want to throw in a deception charge, plus an inconvenience charge, we calculate €4,912.
You go away. Are you for real? Well, I cannot see. I don't know how I brought it in.
Well, you know, times are hard.
Well, God love you. I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, anyway.
She's classic.
She, rather than like admitting defeat and apologising, she just laughs at this.
Isn't that brilliant?
This mysterious man from the hotel that rings up. That's coming up later on. Don't miss it. 6:14 is the time. Morning. Let's go for it for Friday morning. 0868104106. Get your weekend shout outs, your voice notes into us. Whatever we can do for you. Welcome to the weekend.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
Welcome to the bank holiday weekend. This is Cork's Good Times. It is Red FM. It's 6:15.
Let's go. Make no excuses now.
Red FM Breakfast with Casey. There's Victoria Nichols. It's 6:37.
John's just been on here, right? He says, morning, lads. I'm just back from Abu Dhabi, where it's 65 cent a litre.
What?
True.
Well, I suppose they do make it out there.
I suppose
so,
they do. Yeah. But wow, what a difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, they don't like Formula One in Dubai, but Abu Dhabi do.
Hey, oh, that was really bad.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
No, I screwed, totally messed up that joke. They don't like the Flintstones in Dubai, but Abu Dhabi do.
Oh, that's a different joke, yeah.
Anyway.
It's still kind of half worked.
It sort of.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. I presume you came in, John came home from Abu Dhabi, and instead of 700 cigarettes stashed down his jocks, he had bags of petrol.
Bags of petrol, yeah, yeah.
anything to declare.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking in like a big globe of liquid. No, nothing.
That is unreal though, John.
It's incredible.
Wow.
It's absolutely incredible. And I presume Abu Dhabi, like most of that region in the Middle East, is also tax-free. As in, you don't pay any tax on your income.
Wow.
Oh, like, I don't get it. Like, Dubai was created by two lads from Cork. It was two lads from Cork built Dubai. You know that, don't you?
Hang on a second, what?
Yeah.
Is this another bad joke?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
There's a dad joke coming
my
way.
It's not. There was two lads.
So you're telling me Dubai was... What, to say it to me again?
Two lads in Cork were out in the desert and they went, well, we build a city here. And the other one went, Dubai. So that's how it started.
Oh, that is so bad.
But I'm screwing up the cash machine here now.
I'll
get back to me crap jokes in a moment.
I have to work with you, do I?
Yes.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. Big winner yesterday. Let's go.
My heart is about up in my mouth. 40,649.70.
And just in time for the weekend. Congratulations, woo! Catherine.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
What are you thinking of?
Oh, I might have a holiday. I might just bring a few of them on holidays.
Well done, Catherine.
Thanks very much.
Another happy customer, another happy punter, Catherine Devine, cleaning out the cash machine yesterday. Now for you today, a beautiful amount of money, €50,752.89, 50752.89 if you want to play, 50752.89, €50,752.89. Now, if you want to get in for the draw later on, this money's going to go between 3 and 4. Text RED to 57557, that is the word RED to this number, 57557. To play this game, it'll cost €2.50, you must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations, redfm.ie for the T's and C's, and the entry must be in by 3 p.m. Kira's off this week, Steph's in taking care of the show, Barry will make the phone call. 5 rings, you must answer, and when you answer, you shout back that number, that's all you got to do, €50,752.89. Text RED to 57557. Best of luck.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's Cash Machine.
Yeah. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something.
6:48, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
We were just discussing how much money Christopher Nolan has and how much money we don't have.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. And just the way that it's kind of portioned out and between the lead actors and the directors and all the rest of it.
Yeah, so when he was directing Oppenheimer, and I presume this is the way it works for most movie directors, you get paid a fee.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll say $20 million to direct a movie. And if it does really well at the box office, there's like a 5% bonus. And if you do a movie that makes a billy, that's why... Christopher Nolan made $100 million.
He did, from Oppenheimer.
From Oppenheimer. So they're saying Killian got paid about 10, but then he'd be on bonuses as well.
Okay.
So
he didn't walk away with just 10.
No, I'd say
just 10.
Just
not 10 euro, it's 10 million. Yeah. But it's interesting because it made about 968 million globally across the box office. They're saying that Christopher Nolan reportedly in the end made 100 million, and then Killian was paid 10 million.
Yeah, it's crazy numbers, isn't it?
It is.
It's like if the big films don't do a billion these days, they're failures. They haven't been successful. Like,
that is unbelievable.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So tell me about Emily. She's been talking about Killian again.
Yeah, let's finish the week talking about Killian, because it's just been a brilliant week, hasn't it, for Cork and for Killian all around. So Killian's Oppenheimer co-star Emily Blunt's been singing his praises after working with him on the film. Have a listen.
Okay.
He's the worst celebrity in the world. He's the best actor in the world, and he's the worst celebrity in the world. He's my favourite actor I've ever worked with, because he's unparalleled in what he can do and how he pulls you in. And it's the kidnap. It's the whole room crackles with a sort of life force when you work with him. It's wonderful. He turns it on and off. That's how good he is. And he comes in. I have pictures of us in our old prosthetic makeup, and we're literally crying with laughter. And he's got like aviator shades on, and we like came up with this whole like alter ego for old Oppenheimer. I mean, it's just, it's heaven. It's easy. It's easy. He's easy.
She's in love.
She's definitely got a bit of a soft spot anyway. But isn't it interesting to hear it from a co-star's point of view, what he brings to the set and what he obviously does to people that are working with him?
Yeah, I love that line. He's the worst celebrity in the world. He is. Yeah. He's not his shtick at all. Yeah.
Doesn't like the limelight. You could tell that. We've been able to tell that all the way through the awards season. But we were talking about films. Timothy Chalamet, who's just starred in Wonka, actually, he made $8 million. The film raked in $625.9 million at the worldwide box office. But how old is Timothy Chalamet?
12. That's what he looks. He does. He looks a bit like, I'd say just confirmation. He just did the confirmation in Ballon Temple. little leather jacket full of 50s.
Little Ladine, is it? So Tom Holland, Donald Glover, Ezra Miller and Ryan Gosling went for Willy Wonka.
Okay.
He got it.
All right.
Little Ladine.
Fair play to him.
There you go.
It's a good call. It's
absolutely
a great show.
It is a great show. Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit more?
Go on.
Holly Willoughby has signed to Netflix. She's going to be making a reality TV show based with celebrities in the South American jungle, and her co-star will be Bear Grylls.
Oh, wow. So this is an I'm a Celebrity kind of spin-off
or a rival.
A rival.
Yeah. They haven't said what it's going to be called yet, but they've just said that she will appear on the show alongside survival expert Bear Grylls. I'm guessing that it's a rival to Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, it'll be a survival kind of thing, won't it? Yeah.
So I wonder, is she going to start doing a lot of new stuff now off the back of kind of what happened with This Morning and all the rest of it?
Yeah, she's a new lady. She'll turn up on everything and anything.
Yeah.
Has Bear Grylls ever grilled a bear? That's the question I have for you. If anyone knows the answer to that, Billy Gilly, Red FM.
Filling my fingers.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
One more time to speak a bit of Spanish. Here we go. Okay, you ready, everybody, to practice this?
You spell socks really fast. It sounds like you're speaking in Spanish.
Socks?
Yes.
S-O-C-K-S.
Go, Rory.
S-O-C-K-S.
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 Hey! It does actually work.
I love it. Yeah. Victoria, wrong answers
okay.
only.
Okay, we're doing wrong answers only this morning, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to you alternatively, but you need to be quick with the answers. If you spend too long on your answer, you're losing a point.
Everything here has to be a wrong answer.
Wrong
or the point is gone.
Answers only.
Bring it on, Kate.
Rory against KC. Right, KC, I'm going to go to you first. Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's begin. Question one. Where are we right now?
Sesame Street.
Rory, who replaced Ryan Tubridy as the host of The Late Late Show?
The Mangan's Clark and Patrick Street.
KC, who had a hit with Anti-Hero?
Auntie Mary.
Rory, what's your name?
Peter McPeterface.
KC, what's my name?
Danny Dyer.
All right.
Geezer.
Give me a woman at least. Rory, spell the word cork.
C-L-A-S-S.
Oh, yes.
What does that spell?
Class.
Oh, yeah. KC, finish the phrase. A rolling stone
is close to the grave.
Rory, what noise does a cow make? KC, what do you do for a living?
Fit tyres.
You actually would be a good tyre fitter.
I'm telling you, yeah.
You actually
it's an
would.
Option, yeah.
Okay, Rory, do a French accent.
Starry bud, Yuri.
Let's go.
KC, where do you sleep?
On a galloping horse. I would, though.
You look like you sleep on a galloping horse. Quick, Rory, what's the name of Ireland's only theme park?
C1H.
Okay, oh Rory wins because that was the best answer.
Well done, Kate.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, F1 is back on Now. Stream the full season live with a Now Sports membership.
at AIB. With
PM. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Go on, the lads. They've been absolutely incredible lately. So, big game tonight.
That game against England last week was just an absolute
cracker. Wasn't it insane?
It was one of the most enjoyable games I've seen in ages.
I think some of the under 20 matches have been better than the Six Nations games. Incredible. We're coming back this weekend because we're coming back like we've been stung by wasps. And Ireland are going to hopefully take the Six Nations this weekend.
Easy. Going to handle
them. Listen.
Like, yeah, they are.
This is like Scotland are Scotland. They have a game. Always, I said it last week about England. England always have a big game in them. Scotland have a big game in them. We haven't really seen it yet. Hopefully it won't be this weekend though. But I'm not. We'll see. Okay. Good luck to Ireland. It's probably likely we will take it, but I'm not. I'm not expecting anything.
Oh, for God's sake, Casey!
No,
you're so depressing.
I'm not.
He's
I'm
trying
not,
to be the anti-jinx.
Why
it's like,
is he
oh, we're going to lose.
That?
I'm not. No, I didn't say we're going to lose. I said just ease on caution. We might.
Yeah,
we might
no.
Never mind caution. We're going to win by like 12 to 15
yeah,
points.
Least.
Apologies to my Scottish friends, but it's going to be easy.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
Mr. Glass half empty over there in the corner.
No, my glass is always full, but
that's the problem.
Check out this fella. This is Cormac Moore. He's talking about the amounts of people that have switched allegiances from soccer to rugby, and there's a hotline set up.
Irish Rugby Supporters Helpline, how can I help?
Hey, I'm thinking about switching from football to rugby, but I just have a couple of questions.
Great, what's up?
It says here that the chants aren't that great.
No, unfortunately you'd be taking an overall downgrade in chants and overall crack quality.
But why is that?
No, you'll actually be watching the match, you see, and not having to make your own entertainment because of the football being absolute tripe.
Watch the match? But Ireland are
No, we're actually one of the best teams on the planet right now.
Wait, what? Yous win matches?
Not only do we win matches, we win tournaments.
Seriously, that must be unreal.
It is one of the greatest feelings you can experience in your entire life.
But, like, is that not a bit weird with the...
A bit weird being one of the greatest and most successful rugby teams on the planet while also holding on to your deeply held Irish self-deprecating identity that thinks we should always suffer and can never, ever have nice things?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, we bottle it at every World Cup too, so, you know.
Oh, grand, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Is there any other questions before I go ahead and upgrade you?
Yeah, when do I set off my flares?
You don't do that.
Oh, okay. How much abuse do we give the ref?
You treat the referee like an unquestionable dictator from North Korea.
And what about fighting with the other rugby casuals? When do we do that?
No, we don't do that in rugby, unless you're English.
Yeah, it's just I've been a football supporter for like 20 years and I just don't want to go turn on my back on them now, you know what I mean?
You can bring your pint with you back to your seat in the stadium.
Sign me up for a Grand Slam right now.
Cormac Moore on Instagram, go follow him, he's brilliant. 7:36. All right, 50 grand jackpot coming off of you on Cork's Good Times. Morning.
AC on Cork's Good Times.
So let's do Prank Friday. Right. First of all, what I'm about to play you, I do not agree with. Okay? I do not agree with this behavior.
Do not condone it.
I do not condone it in any way, in any sense. I insist that you support the entertainment industry, you support publicans, you support hotels all the way when it comes to going to events, unlike my mother. So at Christmas time, my wife bought my mother a present, which was a bit of a joke present that he sent up to her, and it was a hairbrush. It was a big, very large hairbrush. And my mum got it, and she rang Rachel, and she was like going,
What's with the hairbrush?
And Rachel said, examine it very carefully. And when she looked at it, at the top of it, there was a little nozzle, you twist it and, ooh, the hairbrush becomes a flask.
Oh.
All right. Oh. And these things were designed for music festivals, for people who didn't, wanted to bring in some of their favourite Ribena to a music festival. We were at a wedding 3 weeks ago. Sitting at the family table in a very, very plush hotel, far too plush for us to be in there. And I look across the table, and guess what my old lady pulls out? And I'm like, no.
What a hero.
No, ma'am. No. Now, ma'am is... She's 68 years old. She's the best of the world. She's utterly mental. Like, she's bonkers. The funniest woman ever. So I thought I'd give her a ring from the hotel yesterday, saying that we have you on CCTV with your hairbrush.
Hello?
Could I speak with Miss Cunningham?
Me.
My name is Viktor Forshkinsky. I work with, do you know Castle Hotel?
Yeah.
I believe you were guest at our wedding a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
My manager approached me to ask you to talk to you about an incident at the hotel.
Incident?
My manager presented with me video footage of your family drinking drinks that were not bought in the hotel.
Are you for real?
No, this is not a joke. This is for real. The bar took a substantial hit that night because vodka was brought into the main room. Miss Cunningham, we have you on CCTV footage in the hotel pouring vodka from a hairbrush into your glasses, into your glass.
Taking vodka out of a hairbrush.
Miss Cunningham, we have complained.
I usually brush my hair with a hairbrush.
We are Castle. We are top hotel in whole country. We have very strict rules around bringing alcohol from other places into the establishment.
Why didn't you come and talk to me that night when I was there?
We have taken time to try and track you down to say that we would need you to pay the equivalent of what you drank in cash.
And how much did I drink?
Considering the price per shot, if we were charging per shot, plus we want to throw in a deception charge, plus an inconvenience charge, we calculate €4,912.
You go away. Are you for real? Well, I cannot see. I don't know how I brought it in.
Well, you know, times are hard.
Well, God love you. I feel so sorry for you. But I know I'm not the only one that does this.
Well, so you're admitting you did it then, Miss Cunningham.
I said I'm not the only one that does.
You are admitting to me now that you brought in over a liter of vodka in a hairbrush and I wanted to make my monies back, please.
Will you show me the hairbrush?
I'm looking
at a liter of vodka.
I'm looking at video footage of you here right now. What are we going to do about the bill?
Send it on to me.
Send it on to you. Okay. What is your address, ma'am?
Prison Road Bell.
Prison Road Bell. You think this is a joke? You will end up in prison, ma'am.
Well, if I end up in prison, I tell you, you're coming along with me.
Do you believe in Holy God?
I do.
Do you think Holy God would like this?
I'd say if he could drink a drop, he wouldn't mind.
And we will be sending large bill to you now.
Oh, very good. I'm looking forward to that. Will you send me a voucher for a free meal as well while you're at it? Bring down your prices and you might make it easier for a lot of people. Are you okay now?
Okay, I will post today. You will expect by Monday, maybe Tuesday, because it's bank holiday, yes?
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much and goodbye.
Oh, very much. Goodbye to you too.
Your mum is class.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Okay.
Gosh, you're good sport.
Yeah, straight afterwards. I knew she was rattled because that call went on a bit longer and then...
Jesus, this fella rang from...
I have a full panic message from her.
Oh, bless her.
No, she's fully aware now of what's going on.
You did that to your mother.
Support the industry and do not be smuggling in stuff in hair dryers or hair brushes or anything. A lot of love coming in for the mammy this morning. And the other thing that's coming in most on WhatsApp is people looking for a link to where they can get those hairbrushes.
Oh, so
chancers, the lot of you.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Karen. How are we?
I'm good. How are you, Kissy?
Not too bad at all. Are you on a day off today now, Karen? Are you taking the nights in easy?
Nice and easy, back to bed after I drop the kids, I'd say.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, I'd love that, Karen.
Now, are we going to go back to bed for a kip, or are we turning into, are we going to watch something on telly or something, or just what's give us a look at Karen's life?
Usually have something on, just for noise.
Yeah. Just for noise. Brilliant. Listen, you put the feet up and take it nice and easy. I'm sure you've had a busy week of it. Karen, we've got 10 questions. I need you to give me an answer, correct answer for every one of them. And we're going to give you €1,000. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What Irish cultural holiday are we celebrating this weekend, Karen?
Patrick's Day.
Name any member of One Direction. Anybody that was in One Direction.
Zayn Malik.
Who is the lead singer with the band Nirvana? Died at 27.
Kurt Cobain.
Question number 4. Lose Control, we just played it for you. It was a song by what artist?
Dua Lipa.
Question number 5. What city were the Beatles from?
Liverpool.
Question 6. What Cork band are the Grand Marshals for the Cork City Parade this weekend?
Frank and Walters.
Question number 7. Who do England play in the Six Nations this weekend? So we're playing Scotland, England and?
We're playing Scotland, France.
Question number 8. Where was St. Patrick born?
Wales.
Question number 9. What is the most watched Netflix show of all time?
Quickly.
Question number 10. Who had an Irish number 1 with 32 counties? Quickly. We're bang out of time.
No.
Did you say sugar? No.
She said sugar.
She definitely said sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
Sugar with an IT. I heard that.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you like sugar with your IT? Karen, you got it. You got St. Patrick's Day. That is correct. Any member of One Direction, you got that correct. Who was the lead singer with Nirvana? Kurt Cobain. Lose Control is a song by Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims.
This Liverpool is correct for the Beatles. Frank and Walters is correct for this weekend. They are the Grand Marshals. France is correct. St. Patrick was born. It says Britannia, but it was Wales. Britannia, Wales. Yeah, we'll take that. Squid Game is the most watched thing on Netflix. Well done. And the person or thing or bird that had a hit with the number one hit with 32 counties was... Any idea, Vic?
Not a clue.
Dustin the Turkey. Just to have a listen.
From Common Game is Douglas Hyde and Cartley Cochlearney. Down and it's more mountains.
Yeah, it was Dustin the Turkey, yeah.
Carlo's got it.
Darren, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. It is St. Patrick's weekend, so you're also getting an Up the Rebels mug as well, all right?
Oh, lovely, lovely. Thanks very much.
See you, Karen. Good luck to you. That was number one for ages, apparently.
That's hilarious.
Dustin the Turkey and 32 counties on St. Patrick's weekend. It's 8:23. We are 12 minutes away from a 50 grand jackpot. We have the bank holiday weekend good time guide on the way for you and lots more. Hang on there.
Under 20s going in search of their third consecutive Six Nations Championship tonight. They have to beat Scotland at Virgin Media Park in Cork at 7, ideally with a bonus point, and hope that France beat England. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Liverpool won again, 6 goals last night.
All right.
Chicken Kerry can a coke. Chicken Kerry can a coke. Did you hear about the Liverpool cat? There's a cat from Liverpool.
Someone told me there's a Scouser cat. It's like meow, meow. This cat is a proper Scouser. All right, Kitty, you'll never walk.
Oh, hello.
Calm down.
Not everybody likes St. Patrick's weekend. It's a joy for some. It's a problem for others. And every year, we need to bring you one of the most iconic vox pops of all time. When an elderly man in Dublin was stopped on the street and asked if he liked St. Patrick's weekend.
Going into the parade tomorrow?
I wouldn't be. You know what? I'll stay in the back garden with me dog. I think it's the greatest load of pomps and wumps. All the Americans are over here. Oh, my God. I love this. I love Ireland. They doing my...
What's with the swear?
I'm telling you. I hate it.
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. 8:51, Friday morning of the bank holiday weekend. I tell you what, people are just giddy this morning. They are giddy and ready for action. Cork's St. Patrick's Festival 2024. We are the proud media partners once again, bringing you all of the action, all of the crack, all of the banter, all of the atmosphere. It's going to be an amazing weekend in Cork. The festival takes place from Friday, March 15th, today, until Monday, 18th. So right across the weekend. And the theme this year that they're going for is pure imagination. I love it. We're on a Willy Wonka buzz right across the weekend. And the festival is a celebration of all our communities, from dance schools, sporting clubs, voluntary community groups, anyone that calls Cork home. We've all the colour, all the fun, all the exhibits right across the weekend. There is so much going on. Cork St. Patrick's Festival. .ie. So Cork St. Patrick's Festival.ie. That is the website. Have a look at that and just see the amount of work that has gone into putting this weekend together. The main event obviously will be the parade. It begins at 1pm on Sunday. It'll follow its familiar route right through South Mall, Merchants Quay, in through the city. And I have the honour of being the MC, trying to keep an eye on all of the amazing stuff that's going to be happening over the weekend. So we will see you in the city centre. Get in nice and early, use the park and rides, park up as early as you can to get into the city centre, and we will see you in the city centre from 1pm. Colm O'Sullivan will be live on Red FM, coming to you from Golden Discs on Patrick Street from 10 until 2, and we have the Frank and Walters as the Grand Marshals this year, and you can hear them in studio with Neil Prendeville this morning. So they're going to be here later on, our official Grand Marshals. All in all, it is going to be an incredible weekend, okay? Cork, St. Patrick's Festival.ie. Have a look and see what is going on in the greatest city in the world for Patrick's Festival this weekend. Other things that are going on, Victoria.
Yeah.
Tonight, Kerry Chandler, Cypress Avenue at 9:30pm. The Son of Cork. On a house tip, is back in Cork for tonight, and check that out if you want to go clubbing later on. Eddie Reader at the Everyman from 9, Paul Noonan at the Triskell Arts Centre from 8. Tomorrow, Newton Faulkner's in town. He's going to be playing Cypress Avenue at 5. Playhouse Reunion at Brew Bar. Emmett from Red FM is on the decks. Check that one out. Patrick MacDonald, one of the best comedians on the go. City Limits at 8 o'clock. Silent Disco at Coughlin's or Collins, whatever you're having yourself, at 8pm tomorrow. And then we've got Ireland and Scotland at the Aviva Stadium, 4:45 on Saturday. And Monday's back in town. And Monday's going to be playing St. Luke's tomorrow night at 8pm. Sunday night, what have we got?
Sunday, you've got Pontius Pilate and the Nail Drivers at the Crane Lane from 9:30pm. Danny Deneen Band play Clancy's from 10pm. It's the Paddy Day Parade, of course, in Cork City at 1pm. The Folks play Cypress Avenue at 6pm, and it's Miles Gaffney in Mayfield GA Club at 8pm.
Go on there, Gaffer. And of course, down in Cove, I've been taking the mick out of them all morning and all week, because it's MC rivals between myself and Vic.
It is.
The Cove Festival is absolutely brilliant. It is on every year. There'll be a huge amount of work goes into that as well.
Absolutely.
And Victoria will be your MC.
I am the MC. Come down and say hi if you're around. There's also fireworks, by the way, at 7:30pm. Just saying.
Oh yeah, and Kinsale have a big fireworks display tomorrow evening as well, just after 7. They're doing that down
there
on Kinsale Harbour. So,
where else would you want to be apart from Cork?
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream the Merseyside Derby on Super Sunday with a Now Sports membership.